Hello, 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 hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter. It's Tuesday, which only means one thing around here. It means our dear friend, Delaina Dixon. Miss D joins us. Miss D, are you there?
I am, and I'm coming to you from lovely Georgia.
Lovely Georgia. Are you with your mom? What brings you to Georgia, Miss D?
Yes, I'm with my mom and my family. It just came down for a couple of days. We're going to drive back to New York. So it's going to be a little ladies' road trip.
Ooh, I want to say Thelma and Louise, but I really don't. That did not end well. I'm sure this will end so much nicer. Hey, send my love to your mom and let's jump into the show. What time is it, my friends? It is tea time.
Tea time.
So Jay-Z and Beyonce could make history at this year's Oscars. So over the course of three decades, Jay and Beyonce, they've won dozens of Grammy Awards. They've sold out stadiums and they've earned the billion dollars. But now the two moguls might be going head to head in the world of film, where they could be competing for an Oscar. Neither one of them have an Oscar. Jay is credited for two songs on the soundtrack of the highly anticipated new film, The Harder They Fall. Meanwhile, his wife, Beyonce, is the voice behind Be Alive from the upcoming Will Smith film, King Richard. So all three songs could be considered for the Best Original Song category of the 2022 Academy Awards. Ooh, what do you think, Miss D? Are these two going to win an Oscar? They both can't. One of them's going to win an Oscar. Maybe. What do you think?
Maybe. Well, first of all, I just have to say Beyonce and Jay-Z are always diversifying their profiles. Jay-Z's songs are part of a Western that features a large black cast. And Beyonce's song is about Serena and Venus's father, King Richard. So they're always trying something new. Now, let's put it this way. I think they're going to get nominated because we know if the two of them perform at the Oscars, that's a win. That's all you need.
That's
Beyonce on the Oscar stage singing Hello. I think this is just great, and it just shows how talented and just how well known they are.
Yeah, they're super, super stars. Do you think there's jealousy amongst them? I mean, so far they've sort of merged their careers together. They've gone on tour together. They've sung together. But they both have their own distinctive brands. They're going to be up against each other in this massive competition, the Oscars. It doesn't get any bigger than that. Do you think there's competition there?
Whoever wins the Oscar, it will be in the same house. Yeah. Now, the question is, which side of the house will it be on?
It's tricky because some celebrity couples, we know who the most popular is. I'm not going to name them, but we all know who the most popular is. Sarah Jessica Parker and Matthew Broderick. We know. But with Jay and Beyonce, they're pretty much an equal match. Now, I know some people are going to prefer him than her. I'm personally a huge fan of hers. I think he's great, but I would pick Beyonce every day. But he has an extraordinary fan base too, so they're really even matched, which makes this even more exciting. It brings us to our poll question of the day. Jay-Z and Beyonce could make history at this year's Oscars. Ooh, were they both could be nominated. He could be nominated twice. Who deserves the award the most? Now, I know we don't know the song, so it's a really silly question. I'm basically asking, who do you want to give the award to? Because you like them. Are you going to pick Beyonce or are you going to pick Jay? Go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. You can leave a comment there. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear the results. Miss D-Love, what are you working on now?
Well, you probably know that Judge Judy ended her show after 25 years, but she ain't done because she's actually starting a new show called Judy Justice on IMDb, which is owned by Amazon. She's not taking someone with her, and it's her former law clerk, and that is Petrie Haud Bird, who served as her bailiff since Judge Judy premiered in 1996. Yeah. And he was revealing that he was not asked to be a part of the show. So he says, "My assumption is if you were going to do something else, that you were at least going to ask me if I wanted to have the opportunity to audition for the role. So he found out about her new show just like everybody else did in the press. But she did inform me that fundamentally I was priced out as the new bailiff on her new show. My salary would have been too much. I was curious. How would she know? She didn't ask me what my salary was. She didn't even give me an opportunity to accept a lower salary. So, of course, a spokesman came out for Judge Judy and said, Bird is terrific and we had a great 25-year run. This is a whole new program with a whole new cast. An exciting energy. Ooh, what do you think about that?
Complicated. Yeah, this one's really difficult for me. After 25 years, I get it. I would be loyal. I certainly think Judge Judy owed him a phone call to at least tell him he's not coming with her. But he's also had the best job in television for 25 years. Like, I don't want to look at the downside here. She gave him the number one show for 25 years. Let's face it, we were not watching the show for him. We were watching it for her. So she doesn't really owe him a job. But I think after 25 years, I think you've got, hopefully, a friendship. You've certainly got a relationship. I would have called him up and said it was been wonderful. I've really enjoyed it, but I'm moving in a new direction. And I think he would have taken it quite graciously. Friends don't owe other friends jobs. They just don't. But they do owe each other a conversation. So that's what disappoints me here.
Well, actually, I'm going to give you guys a little gossip right now, little secrets from my source. So sources are telling me that actually she has hired her granddaughter to join the show and take on kind of that law clerk bailiff role. So we'll all find out on November 1st when the show premieres on IMDb.
Yeah, not going to be family. Like, if she wants to give the job to somebody in her family, that's who's going to get it. Instead of being angry, though, I think he should just really celebrate for 25 years. He got a really good paycheck and a really secure job. Hey, moving along, police in the UK are no longer investigating Prince Andrew after the sex assault claims popped back up. So the Metropolitan Police put out a statement and they said they're not taking any further action into the sex abuse claims against Prince Andrew and Jeffrey Epstein. In August, Virginia Giuffre, one of Jeffrey Epstein's longtime accusers, sued Prince Andrew, claiming that he sexually assaulted her when she was underage at the London home of Ghislaine Maxwell. The prince has been relieved of his duties and he has denied this. Now the Metropolitan Police in London have dropped the investigation. So they're saying in a statement that the department looked into the claims and they determined that the probe would be largely focused outside the UK. A lawyer for Giuffre told the Sunday Times, given the clear and compelling evidence implicating Prince Andrew, the Metropolitan Police should reopen its investigation and stand by their statement that no one is above the law. It does feel here, Miss D, as if a prince got special treatment.
I'm kind of angry. It's already hard enough for women who have been victims of sexual assault to come forward and tell their story. And then just to have the police drop it, especially when it's someone so high profile, it's really disheartening. And I definitely think that the case should be sought through, or I definitely think that they should see the case through. They're saying that they did, but it just seems like there's so much glaring evidence. Rob, you probably know more about this because you're from the UK. Why is this happening?
They don't know. People are outraged by this. The police owe us an explanation. This statement that they're going to let it focus outside the UK, meaning basically they're going to let the American authorities prosecute this. But the problem is that she claims it took place in a home in London. Yes, she also claims that she was abused in America, but there is a photograph of her, Prince Andrew, and Ghislaine Maxwell in Ghislaine's house in London. I don't understand it. I've been hitting the phones, and the moment I do, you will be the first to know. What's happening with Dancing with the Stars, Mr.
Well, you remember the former host, Tom Bergeron. He's getting real about how he's feeling after departing the show about a year ago. So from what it sounds like, in some ways, the writing was on the wall for him. So he says, in all candor, the show that I left was not the show that I loved. Now let me explain. He says, so the end of the season that turned out to be my last season, that was back in 2019, I kind of knew what was going on. So I took everything out of my dressing room that I really wanted. Can I tell you, I've done that at a job. It was kind of obvious that we were kind of butting heads. And the reason why this was happening is because he was upset that the show had cast former President Trump's press secretary, Sean Spicer. At that time, when the cast was announced back in summer 2019, Tom Bergeron, he released a statement that he did not want anyone from any political affiliation on the show. He just didn't want that to be a part of the show. He wanted it to be light and fun.
Yeah, I remember.
And of course, he was let go. What do you think?
I think Tom's right here. I think once that show got political, I don't know, it's more difficult to watch, I think, for both sides here. I wanted to escape this nasty world of politics. We deal with that on this podcast. We very, very rarely, if ever, do politics. It's not that type of show or a celebrity silly gossip show. And once we start trying to get it deep and heavier, it doesn't work. There are other places to go if you want to talk politics. Not here, not Dancing with the Stars. I think it was a mistake. I understand why they did it. I understand the press Sean Spicer got. And it did work for the first episode. Everybody tuned in, but then nobody came back. And I think in the long run, Tom's going to be proven absolutely right, because their numbers for Dancing with the Stars with Tyra are at an all-time low. Down 30%. That's an enormous amount. Down 30%. So I think here, Tom, you are right. And quickly, before we get a break, Hallmark has released a shocking statement about Lori Loughlin. Basically, she's not returning to When Calls the Heart. So in September, there were reports that she was heading back to TV in the show that she'd been on for years after Hallmark cut ties with her for her involvement in the college admission scandal. Hallmark are now saying, no, that's not true. Quote, Hallmark Channel has not cast Lori Loughlin in any current projects, including When Calls the Heart. Nor do we have any plans to cast her in the future. Hallmark do not want to be in bed. They do not want to have anything to do with Lori Loughlin. I think this is going to be a trend, Misty. I think it's going to be more difficult for her to return to work than she thinks, than a lot of other people. What do you think? You know TV really well, Misty.
Yeah, this is definitely not a part of the Hallmark brand. You know, they're very wholesome. They want movies that are family friendly. And right now, she's just not that person. Now, I disagree with you slightly about her not being cast in anything. There might be some place, maybe a TV dance show, possibly, that loves controversy and wants to set it up. And so she might get cast on something like that. But finding legitimate work on TV networks that are trying to keep a certain high standard, and of course they don't want to even deal with any type of product boycotts, they're not going to touch her.
It's really tricky, this one, isn't it? You're right, she's going to end up on Dancing with the Stars. Hey, we're going to take a quick break and we will be right back. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm Rob Shooter with our dear friend Misty. Hey Misty, let's get to the polls. Da, da, da.
Dun, dun, dun.
Thank you very much. So yesterday we talked about Kim Kardashian getting offers to go on the comedy circuit. Yes, comedy clubs want to book Kim after that really remarkable performance on SNL. Would you go and watch Kim in a comedy club? Let's have a look. 89% said no. You don't want to see Kim doing comedy. I normally always agree with the majority. I don't today. I would love to go and see Kim do stand-up. What about you, Miss Dia?
I think what Kim did on SNL was fantastic and fabulous, and I think that's the extent of her comedy skill set. And so I think we should just leave it there. Look, if she takes Skims on the road and does a tour, the place will be packed. I'll be first in line. Give me all the colors, girl. But I think for comedy, you know, she'll need a teleprompter. She doesn't have a lot of range, even though she was really good. The range is a little limited, so I think she'll stick to the lawyering.
I think you're probably right. Don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob, or our Facebook page, which is Naughty Gossip. You can leave a comment there and be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. And now it's time for our nicest of the day.
Aww. Oh. Well, our nicest of the day is Timothée Chalamet. Oh, I love it. Rhymes. So he is revealing the secrets to his success. And he says, one of my heroes, I can't say who, or he'd kick my, you know what. He put his arm around me the first night we met and gave me some advice. He said, no hard drugs and no superhero movies. So if you think about it, we've never seen Timothée in a superhero film. And he said, it's a combination of luck and getting good advice early in my career not to pigeonhole myself. And he doesn't want to be called a movie star either. Uh-huh. It makes him cringe. He says, I'm an actor.
Aww. Oh, I love
this. This is kind of nice, but it's a little naughty too, right?
It is a little naughty too, but I do like it. What's the best advice you've ever had? Career advice, Misty. What somebody told you?
Oh, well, I would say that it comes from the forward answer.
Oh, thank you.
And just say yes, even when you're afraid.
Say yes. Say yes. I think that's good advice. Say yes. Our nicest of the day. And now our naughtiest of the day. Naughty, 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 naughty. Paul McCartney is saying that John Lennon is responsible for breaking up the Beatles. So Paul is saying that it was actually John that instigated the split. He went on to say, quote, this was my band, this was my job, this was my life. I wanted it to continue. The point of it is really John was making a new life with Yoko Ono, his wife, and that's why the band ended. However, John's sources are now pushing back, saying that's not exactly true. John and Paul had an unwritten agreement that neither one of them would own more shares in their music publishing company than the other. Unbeknownst to John, Paul had been buying up shares secretly. Ooh. And when he found out that Paul had been buying shares in their music publishing company behind his back, John went berserk. So, you know, if you're going to tell these stories, tell the whole story. At this point, Paul, you're 79, you're a Beatle, you're a billionaire. We don't mind. But John's not around to defend himself. So tell the whole story here. There's always two or maybe three sides to a story. Our naughtiest of the day. And now it's time for a moment of Rob. You get a Rob. Sponsored by my new book, The Four-Word Answer. Thank you so much to everybody that's purchased a copy. And if you haven't yet, you can do so on Amazon.com. So the book is full, absolutely packed, of celebrity quotes. And this quote really spoke to me today. It's from Sting. He said the following, quote, the acceptance of death gives you more of a stake in life, in living life happily, as it should be lived, living for the moment. Live for the moment, everybody. We don't know how many we have. It's not going to go on forever. I know we think it might, particularly when we're young. We never, ever think that it's coming to an end. But that's one thing I can guarantee. It's going to happen to all of us. All of us. So remember that. Don't focus on it too much. But remember, this is not going to happen forever. So live in the moment. What do you think, Miss D?
Ooh, that is so deep. Mm. Well, they say you should live each day as if it could be your last. Mm. And sometimes when you get older, sometimes you think I've missed out. I should have done it when I was younger. And I want to encourage people, don't let that stop you from living your dreams because you don't know when it's going to end. So start today. Start now. Whatever dreams you have, take a little step and put them into motion.
Men, that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening to the Naughty But Nice with Rob and Miss D Show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen. I've got to say thank you again. You've been going to Amazon and not only buying the book, you've been leaving reviews. And so we have about 12, 13 reviews now. We just got them in one day. Please, if you have a moment, go to Amazon, review the book. It really does help. Thank you so much. I feel sometimes that I ask too much of the naughties, but you've never, ever let me down. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And remember, all together now, if you're going to be naughty,
you've got to be nice.
Take care, everybody.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.